Okay, I'm gonna answer. Well, not answer. I'm not answering. I'm gonna ask you about 10, 15 questions. So this shouldn't take very long. It'll be a short thing. So let me pull up my questions for you. Okay, the first question for you is, why did you start making art?
I think I started making art as a kid, because I wanted something to be good at. It kind of came as like there was a lot of very talented people in my family to begin with, and they were all good at something, and I wanted to be good at something because I had a really like tough mom. So I started making art in order to compensate, and I kind of saw it as I had really low confidence, so art was kind of the only thing that I was good at. And so, yeah, it became the only thing I was good at. It became my entire personality. So it's just something I sort of like hyper focused on, like all throughout. And I also do accredit a lot of influences from like cartoons I would watch, anime, like things of that sort. I wanted to draw my favorite characters, I wanted to make my favorite characters. So I just continued doing it. And yeah, it led me to where I am now, which is, yeah.
I was looking at some of your art. I loved it all. It was amazing.
It's a little funky. I'll admit.
Especially, I can't remember the brand, but the journal you made with the jaguar on it. You know
Oh,
what I'm talking about?
the Lisa Frank one.
Yes. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. I was very
Cute.
much, I had the dolphins. That was mine with the Lisa Frank. Okay. So what has been your favorite artwork you have made, and why is it your favorite? Is there a piece like that sticks out to you?
Yeah, actually, there's two things that I was like stuck out to me. One is the banana. I don't know if
Oh
you saw
yeah.
the banana. The
Yes, I
banana,
did.
like the ugly little banana face. That's one of them, just because I think it's the first time that I felt like I could just make something stupid. Like, I know that sounds like funny to say, but like I struggled so much with finding my art style, and I realized that I'm also a theater major as well as a sculpture major, so it's very prop like it's very similar to something you'd see in like an 80s like stupid little movie. But there's another thing that I just recently made, and I haven't posted it on my Instagram, but I mean, I could like show it on the screen. So it's like a two piece, I could just text it to you. All right.
Oh my gosh.
It's a two piece alien that I just made for one of my thesis. And it has nipple tassels. And so when you turn it on, it has like a switch on the clitoris area. So when you turn it on, the nipple tassel starts spinning.
I love that.
And I think it's my most like intensive piece that I worked on that I just finished. So it's still not on my Instagram yet, but
Wow, that
yeah.
I love that so much. This is so
Thanks.
good. What type of adjectives would you use to describe your work?
I think for one, humor, like humorous, chaotic, I guess. Like it's, I think for some pieces, I would definitely say like grotesque. Like I purposely make things look ugly on like just because I think it's very visually impactful. I guess cartoonish, you know, like things look like they're almost only in like a drawing, but it's 3D. So I guess like those few words, kitsch,
Oh, yeah.
kitsch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be another, yeah.
What art do you most identify with? Like, why do you see it as like certain pieces of art as your identity? How do you like let your art represent you?
I feel that I think I started off making very serious art. I come from a drawing background, so I would just draw kind of like stereotypical art drawing stuff. And so I had like a really big like imposter syndrome phase where all my sculptures that I was making were kind of like stupid and so very different from what like mainstream art, like when you think of art, like what that is. And so I struggled a lot with that until I was talking to like some like my professors and things like that. And I sort of realized that I like to make art that makes people laugh. I like to make art that is stupid and silly, and it doesn't have to be the serious thing anymore. And that's what I've learned the more and more that I make my sculptures. So I feel like I identify a lot, especially with those like silly little sculptures that I make. Like, I don't know if you saw the big head that I made, like pieces, or the fish that has like legs. Like, I think I really identify with those pieces just because, like, it was still in a moment of self-discovery where it was like a moment where I didn't know if I can turn this in because it's stupid, or I'm worried that I can't go to a grad school because they're not serious. Like, so I guess like those pieces I find to be part of my identity because they're when I was still sort of like learning what I can do.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
What kind of subjects are you like afraid of? Like, what is something like you know you'll never want to make?
Something I think I'm not, well, I guess abstract pieces. I feel like every time I try to make something abstract, it always comes out like exactly like if I'm making something like supposed to be like an abstraction of a word, it always looks exactly like the word. Like I'm so bad. I cannot abstract things to save my life. And then when I do, they look stupid. Like I have very technical abilities to create something if I have like a clear idea of what it is and references. But the second I have to make something that's a little more abstract or a little, honestly, something more serious and not just something like silly, it never comes out. I know to stop. I tried to make like a sphere that was like balanced on something on a wire. Wire. Oh, I will never touch wire. I hate wire. So let's get rid of wire. I will never make another wire sculpture. It just looked ugly. I threw it in the trash after the critique. So abstract pieces and wire. Like I will never touch wire unless it's like inside. So
Yeah, I can imagine that being hard.
yeah, screw that. So
How has your art changed since you first started creating art? Like, how has it evolved over time?
I originally started off as I was going to be a drawing major at UT. And yeah, I had gotten in and everything, but I made this random switch to become a music major, like a choir. It was stupid. It was a phase. And UT didn't accept me, so I came to Texas State because they let me audition still. UT didn't anymore. And I got in. And then, like a week before I came to Texas State, I had already declined my exception to UT. I already told them I'm not coming. A week before I came to Texas State, I decided that music was just a phase and I'm going to go back to art. So I joined like art ed or whatever, because I don't know. I was still kind of like stupid and I regretted it so much when like my first year, I was like, I could have gone to UT. I could have been so much smarter. I would have been the more distinguished. People would take me more seriously. But I now realize that I would have probably been miserable there. Yeah, it's I visited Austin now and I would have hated it there. But I started off drawing. Like I would draw like pencil drawings. Like I hated 3D art. I all my 3D design classes, all my artworks, I just felt like they looked so like childlike. Like I still hadn't I guess like I thought if it's not a statue of David, it's not a good sculpture for the
Yeah.
longest time. And so I started off a lot doing drawings. I thought I drew pretty realistically. Like I took the AP exams and things like that for drawing. I also like to do a lot of illustration. Like I have a lot of like influences, like Fallout posts, but I have like dolls and stuff that I would draw. So I guess like it's I took like one sculpture class just because I wanted to take a professor again, and I really enjoyed it. And I guess the more that I was here, I took like painting, and I realized that everyone only had good things to say about things that looked the most realistic, which I hated. I hated having to constantly like I also have this like competitive nature, so I'd always want to be like the most realistic. I'd always want to be like that person. So I found that sculpture wasn't this super competitive atmosphere because no one's doing a statue of David. Everyone's doing something completely different. And
Yeah.
I think that's how I slowly started to move from like a drawing to like sculpture, because there wasn't this pressure on who's this most realistic. And if it's not, like I'm gonna like I shot myself in the foot. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I wish I could do sculpture. I really wish I
Honestly, girl, take a class.
could.
That's what I thought too. I hated it, and now I'm here. It's pretty
How do you stay motivated and productive in your art?
I think that's actually something I'm struggling with right now. Like, I'm not very motivated. Last semester, I actually only made the banana, and that's all I made. That entire semester, I was in that class, and I didn't do a single other thing because I just struggled so much with creative burnout. Since I'm a second major, I took a break off of sculpture altogether. And I just focused on my other major in the theater building, and I just focused on that. But when I came back, I still, it's kind of hard because I'm in that stage now where they don't give me a prompt and a deadline. It's just we do things based on whether or not we want to. And I guess like I had to give myself these deadlines, and I just kind of had to force an idea. I think for me, motivation comes a lot from urgency. So my professor is, he's not going to be here after this semester. So I told myself, like, I have to make something big. I have to make something grand, or else he's never going to see it and might as well make his last semester really well, like, really good. But it just comes a lot from like being urgent. If the deadline is next week, I'm going to ignore there being no deadlines. I'm going to pretend it's next week, and then I'm going to force myself to do it. So, yeah,
I
I guess just,
completely,
yeah.
completely understand that. If I don't have a deadline, it's not going to get done.
Right? And I could do it next week, and then it's like the semester's over. So, yeah.
How has the public responded to your art, and did you like the response that they gave you?
I think I haven't really experimented too much with putting it out into the public. I think it's me being self-conscious, but I like the people that I have shown it to are all kind of like theater people, like, or other art people who can kind of appreciate. I've had a couple of friends who actually have been like, well, what's the meaning? And it's kind of interesting because there is none, like 100%, there's no meaning whatsoever. Like, I just do this for fun. And I do it because it's visually fun. However, that alien lady that I showed you, I put her like gallery, and I was so scared because I've never done something so vulgar. Like, there was a whole vag out on display, and these old people came in and they just stared at it, and I'm like, oh my God,
You're
like,
like, oh no.
you know, the conservatives are here, like, shoot. And they like, luckily these people had like a sense of humor because they were laughing and they were looking at it, and she wasn't turned on yet. Like, people were too scared to touch her. So I like walk up to her and I'm like, check this out. And I turned around and they start spitting. And it like they cackled like they're like, this is boomer humor. So I mean, I'm glad that so far, like a lot of people were over her were fawning or laughing. And I guess like that's the response I wanted. My professor was the only one who was like, this is a public setting. Kids couldn't have shown up. But kids were there and kids didn't even care. They were like, cool, like ran away. Like,
they're like,
luckily,
oh,
I think it's been positive. Yeah, literally. Yeah. They're like, cool. And then they go away. Like, I don't know.
I'm glad to hear that. It's really good.
Thanks.
What do you wish to accomplish with your art? Like in the future.
It sounds really big. I mean, I used to want to be like that freelance, do things on my own time, but my second major's really become impactful. It's theater, like plays, like it's basically one big group project. And I love having to problem solve and all that. Like I love having like so many like tasks to do in theater and me being able to use my sculpture knowledge to help build props or costumes and stuff like that. So really big, but I would love to work on Broadway. Like
that's amazing.
Yeah, I have a friend who's currently going there for costumes and he made it to Broadway. He's done it. He's moving to New York this summer and he told me that he's going to put in a lot of really good word and get my name out there. And see if there's an opening for theater, like that it's all based on who knows who. So if he gets really good over there, he basically is my ticket there. So hopefully you'll see
Fingers
me.
Crossed.
Yeah, you'll see me on like Seussical, and there'll be a big stupid bird that comes on stage, and that'll be me. Like that's the goal. But
Actually,
yeah.
I also, this is kind of crazy. I also have a friend that's in theater and she does costume design and she's going to New York this summer for an internship. Hang on. I don't remember her name. Her first name's Jackie. I can't remember her first name. But yeah, that when you said that, I was like, oh, are we talking about the same person?
Mine's a guy.
Yeah.
I will admit.
Hang on, I'll find her. Jacqueline Paris.
Did she go to Texas State? I'll have to look her up.
But yeah, she kind of off topic, sorry. But yeah, she literally the same thing. It's crazy.
Maybe they're friends. I'll ask my friend. I just came from his house, so I'll ask him. I'll be like, do you know this person? Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask her too. Put in a good word for you.
Thanks.
You talked about your two influences in your artworks. Like, what made you attracted to them? Why are they your biggest influences right now?
Like I talked about the Chiodo brothers in my artist statement, right? That's what you're referring to. Have you ever seen the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Yes, I did. Okay. And they made the little clown heads, right?
They made all of those like ugly, like it's like so stupid, but that's like my favorite movie ever. Like it's so stupid. It's so dumb. Like I have a clown head teapot that I made just for them.
Aww.
I know, like I love it so much. I love how ugly it is. I love how silly it is. I love overhyping it to all my friends and showing them. And they're like, what the fuck? Like I think one of the biggest things is whenever I watch that movie, I just think like how fun would it have been to work on that and like have put the clown heads on people and watch them walk around. Like how, or I didn't mention them in my artist statement, but also like the makers of Chucky. Like I think like how fun would it have been to make that little animatronic doll? Like I always think like my influences, it's something I wish I worked on. Like a lot of 80s movie required a lot of like hands, like Pinhead, like all these different like movies required so much. And that's what I would have loved to been on. And Takashi Murakami is the other artist that I mentioned. He has this like, we've all seen his work. He's the one with the flower motifs and
oh yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, the, Yeah, we all know him,
Yeah, the
but
smiley little faces on the flowers.
yeah, the cute ones. He also
Yeah.
does sculpture, and his sculptures look so funny. Like he did this like anime boy, and he's like naked, and he has like his wee wee out, and there's like liquid coming out of it, but it's in the shape of a lasso. It's so weird.
That's, I
It's
love
like so
that.
funny. Like, I think it's so iconic. Like, I love his like rep, his visuals. Like, I love how it looks like this shouldn't be 3D, but it is. And
I love, oh my God,
it's
I
called
love
The Lonesome Cowboy, and
that.
like it's just so good. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't know his sculptures, and like he does
Oh.
like an anime girl, just
Oh.
like he does stupid things, and
Yeah.
I really look up to how that is fine art, and that sold for like millions of dollars, that sculpture of the cowboy. Like, I think that's just like the goal of changing what fine art is
Yeah.
into something that could be more silly, more anime or pop culture referencing. But yeah.
Yeah, I love when art makes me laugh. Like, that's the best. Like, you want to have
Right.
a bit, so I completely understand that.
And then it's like everyone can enjoy it. There isn't people in there who are like, why is that art? It's like, well, if
Yeah.
it makes you smile, then why isn't it? Yeah.
Could you explain a little more how your background in theater is really like pushing you and your art?
Yeah. My theater background, it actually only came in college. I never did theater growing up. But there are a lot of classes. I'm really a fan of being really technically able. I love to be able to have like 8,000 skills.
Yeah.
And so I took like a bunch of like classes there. I've taken hat making. I'm currently in a corset making class. Like, I'm taking mask making, and I've really loved every like skill that they've taught me, because I've been able to use a lot of those skills coming back to sculpture. Like, I now know how to pattern things out, like clothing, and I'm able to use that to make patterns for my sculptures. I haven't uploaded my dead deer, but I was able to do that because of theater. I did a big fabric dead deer, and so
Oh,
I it's just like a it looks silly. It looks like a big stuffed animal
wow.
that got like, but that was the point.
Yeah.
But that a lot of theater is just basically they tell us things like, okay, well, we have to make this like cow head on a platter that's going to be in the middle of some Shakespearean play. It's going to be a small detail, but we have to do it. And then I'll
Yeah.
do it. Like, I'll take that challenge, and I'll have to look up like cow heads, and I'll have to make it out of foam. And there's just like a lot of like different aspects that come into like, I love getting told what to do and being able to do it like 10 times their expectations.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, like theater has become this like, what's my next assignment? Okay, I did it. Done. What's my next assignment? And like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this. How is this going to light up? Okay, I'll figure it out. And then I figure it out, and it's like, cool, what's my next assignment? Like,
Yeah.
it's just constant, like, it's constant, like, challenges. And I just love it. I love being able to figure something out. And yeah, I guess like, I think that I prefer theater over film, because film is just like, at this point, it's just become a lot of CG. Versus like back then, there was no CG, so you had to make a huge T-Rex thing like and figure
Yeah.
out a way to use it. Yeah, so that's where like my love of theater comes from. Like, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. What has been the most helpful piece of advice you've been given as an artist?
I think it just comes from my professor, Roger Kollenbach, shout out. He told me, I went up to him. It was when I was mid making the banana, and I'm like, Roger, like, I feel so stupid. Like, everyone else is doing a sculpture. The assignment was we have to get a book and transform it. And so I paper mache'd a banana, and that's how I made him, using the book pages, while someone did like this piece of like these hands like scattering like these pages, and it looks so like aesthetic and Pinterest. versus mine was like a silly little, like, here's a banana.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And he gave me a lot of advice. He was like, but that's, you need to realize that you as an artist, that's not who you are. Like, you're not this aesthetically pleasing, serious, like Facebook mom artist. Like, you're this funny, likes to tie in props and like blur the lines between theater and sculpture together and make something out of it. And that's fine. I think it was him like reassuring me that even though it's silly and goofy, it's still considered art. And I think that was my biggest problem, where I was always making stuff that didn't have meaning. And I always felt like, man, like my classmates must hate me, like, because I'm just not taking it seriously. But I, because of him, I've learned that what I'm doing is a form of art. Whether it's good or bad, it's up to someone else to decide. But I think it's fun, like goofy.
Yeah, it's a good thing to be your own self when you're putting in your art. I feel like a lot of people
Yeah.
do that. They try to copy someone else or reflect their art on someone else, but I like that you're being individual with your art and like unique.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when someone copies me, I'm like, what the fuck? But
Yeah. How dare you do that
literally.
to me?
Yeah.
Okay. My last question. If you could, this is a little fun one, so you don't have to like stress out about these questions. But if you could collab with anyone when making any art piece anywhere, price isn't a like doesn't matter, who would you pick? Dead or alive?
If I could collaborate. Is such a good question. Oh my God. Yeah, you should have asked me this question like before. Like, I should have had time to prep. I'm like thinking of everything.
Yeah.
I think I would have loved to work with the producers on the movie The Labyrinth, with David Bowie. I
Yeah.
would have loved to been part of that set, making all those puppets or making all those dolls, or the ugly little worm that
Yeah,
shows
the
up.
little worm guy.
Yeah, I would have loved to been able to work on something like that. And it's up there with one of my biggest influences ever. So there, or maybe like they're my biggest one, but also maybe a musician. I would have loved to work with like Elton John and make something big and flamboyant to go on his stage. Like,
Oh, that would be
yeah.
like amazing.
Like something studded, like something that he could be next to, like a prop on his stage, like just something. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again a million times for doing
I'm
this.
so
Learning
sorry I didn't do
forever.
this sooner. Like,
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I was just worried. I was like, I hope she got my email.
here's the thing, my email's been like, I've been in school forever, so my emails are filled with schools, like emails from like 2018. So it hardly gets email notifications anymore.
Yeah.
So colleague talked to me and was like, you're not answering her. And I'm like, I didn't know there was a her. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I will do so.
No,
So
you're
I'm so
here
sorry
and you
about
did
that.
it, so I couldn't be any more grateful.
Okay, cool. But
That's
yeah.
all I have. Do you have any questions for me or anything you would like to know?
I guess not. It's just like an assignment where you like.
Yeah, I'm gonna type up this little interview. We have like a class website and I'm gonna post it on that, and then all my classmates will be able to read this.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess like I'd love to see the link or whatever
Oh
to.
yeah, of course. I can send it to you if you want to like add it to your like profile, like artistic profile.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that'll be sick.
Okay, yeah. It's I have to turn it in like 2 weeks, so I can't tell you the exact date I'll get it to you, but I promise I will.
All right, that's fine, but thank you so much.
Of course.